This is Cheryl Stolzer and Marcy Schwartz here on July 7th, 1994, interviewing Dr. Julian Levinson at his home here on Mertland Avenue. Dr. Levinson, would you just state your name and your birth date?
Julian, middle initial P, Levinson, and birth date October 17, 1912.
Thank you. I just want to be sure that you know that this is the National Council of Jewish Women History Project number 2. Dr. Levinson, we want to go back a little bit and just get to know you a little in a way that is more personal than your profession, which we are aware. I wondered if you could tell us where you were born, where your family came from.
I was born in New York City, state of New York. Both of my parents came from Europe. My father came from Poland, from a city called Bialystok, and my mother came from Lithuania, and the name of her town was Kopčimeštis.
Oh, that's a hard one. Could you spell it for us?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, we'll have to do the best that we can. Were you, you said you were born, were you the first of the children?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you have other siblings?
I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm. In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. And could you tell us their names?
My older sister is Ruth Tevelin. The younger sister is Lillian Cohn.
Mm-hmm. So the firstborn was a boy.
Right.
That's you. What did your father do when he came here? Did he come as a youngster? Did he come when he was already grown?
My father came here as a teenager. I think he was about 16 or 17 years of age. Originally in New York City, he worked with a construction company. Subsequently, he came to Pennsylvania, and his entire life was spent as a general merchant.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
No. He worked in two areas. One in the area of California, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and then later in the Brownsville area.
Did he move here from New York because of work, or just that he had relatives here?
He moved here because my mother's younger sister married a gentleman from Western Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and my mother naturally followed her sister because of loneliness. Most of their lives, they lived next door to each other.
I see. And did your father have relatives around, too?
My father had relatives. He had two brothers and one sister.
Mm-hmm.
The one brother continued to live in New York City. The other brother was a bachelor and spent his life in Western Pennsylvania. His sister married a gentleman from California, Pennsylvania, by the name of William Kotler, and they lived in California the early part of their lives and then finished out their lives in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's California, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did your mother have relatives here?
Well, my mother had, as I said,
one sister.
Sister, but later her mother and father came over from Europe in the early 20s. And lived with us. Her younger sister also came over with her husband, and they lived here in Western mm-hmm. Pennsylvania.
So, was your mother born here or
no,
born in Europe?
My mother was born in Europe.
I see.
As I said, she came from mm-hmm. Lithuania.
So, they met in New York, the
yes.
two of them, your father and mother.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And when you moved, you came, about what age were you when you came into Pittsburgh?
I came into Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I came in, I have to think back now. Actually, I was away at training at medical school and then later postgraduate training.
Oh, so it was much later that they moved
yes,
to Pittsburgh.
I would say that I moved into Pittsburgh. In about 1945.
I'll say.
Excuse me.
Sure. How do we close it? I didn't ask you, Dr. Levinson, the names of your parents.
My father's name was Max.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's name was Esther.
Did your dad go to school to all New York when he came here? He said he was a teenager.
I don't think, you know, as much as I know, I don't think he had any formal education.
I see. And your mother?
My mother didn't have any education in this country. While in Europe, she did finish the equivalency of 2 years of college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know either of your sets of grandparents?
I knew the one set, my mother's.
Oh, your mother's.
Yeah.
And when they came here, were they elderly? Were they working?
No, they were elderly.
Yeah. But they lived with your family?
With my mother.
With your mother.
In our home.
And then did you
As a matter of fact, I had to learn at that
Yiddish.
Age how to speak Yiddish.
Uh-huh.
I've never forgotten.
Good. And did they come to Pittsburgh with you?
No, they came to Brownsville.
I see. So, but Pennsylvania?
Yes.
They came and lived with, until they passed away?
Well, my grandmother passed away in Brownsville. My grandfather went back to Europe. He just couldn't tolerate being in this country, and he went back to Europe and died there.
Did he go back before your grandmother died?
No, after.
Afterward. But he really
I think that if my grandmother was still alive, he would have stayed here. Yeah.
But
do you know what year your grandfather went back to
here? Oh, boy. I'm going to correlate it with one thing. He was still here when I had my bar mitzvah.
Wow.
And I think about a year after that, so I was a bar mitzvah in 1925, so he probably went back in 1926.
What, do you remember that leaving of the family? That could have been very difficult.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for your mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me, she's on Pennsylvania Council for Aging.
I see. So she has to, well, what will you do if you move to Florida?
Well, she'll have to resign.
I see.
She's been on it for about two administrations.
Oh, so that's a long time. She can't give it up till she actually
used
it.
Right.
So you don't know if your mother had any education? It's the 2 years college, but she never completed it when she came to America.
No.
Uh-huh. And did your father continue in construction work even in Pennsylvania?
No, he was in general merchandise.
General, what does that mean?
A variety store business.
Oh, he didn't go out on the road with
a
horse and wagon or anything like that.
No.
Tell me, you mentioned that you became a bar mitzvah in 1925. That was in New York?
No, Brownsville.
You were already in Brownsville. Where did you get your Hebrew education?
Brownsville.
In Brownsville?
Yes.
Nice.
We had a congregation there with 200 families.
What was the name of it?
Ohav Israel. And we had an interesting thing while I was a student in Cheder.
Mm-hmm.
We had both a Reform and an Orthodox rabbi.
To teach.
To teach. And the congregation had both Reform and Orthodox members.
Uh-huh. Was the only congregation in Brownsville.
That's right.
So they combined forces.
And I had to learn a lot of Hebrew because the two rabbis conversed in Hebrew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And one of my tasks was to translate the first five books of the Bible from Hebrew into English.
My goodness.
But this is something, of course, that I didn't continue to pursue.
Right. Were there many Jewish families in Brownsville at
that time? 200, as I said.
200?
Yeah.
Wow. And were they all members?
I would say that
majority.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. Do you remember that great day of your bar mitzvah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did your parents make what they do today,
no.
a party?
Well, they had a party at home, but nothing like
like they do today. Did you continue any of your Hebrew studies after that?
I continued to do my prayers daily, and Ava Ward Sitchis, and Leg Tefillin, and I did all that. Until I was, I guess, 16. Mm-hmm. Of course, I finished high school at the age of 15. So that, I started going to college, that was the end of it.
I see. Wait, did you continue laying Tefillin and praying every day because your parents, or because something that you they had given you at Hebrew school? That
well, I think it was probably the first year or so while my grandfather was still here. That was an incentive. Mm-hmm. And just one of those things that I got in the habit of doing.
Mm-hmm. And did you observe at home? Were your parents observant in the home?
My,
of kashrut?
My mother had a kosher home, yeah.
She did.
Two sets of dishes.
The works.
The works.
Was your father as interested in kashrut as your mother?
Well, he, I think, was a little more liberal in his thoughts about that, but he went along with what my mother wanted to do.
That's interesting. And when the holidays came, did they observe in the home?
Oh, yes.
And at synagogue?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So you had big siddurim?
Yes. Well, we had family. Usually there were about maybe 10 people at the Seder table.
But your father was able to lead it, or your grandfather did it?
My father led it.
Your father?
Oh, yeah.
That's very nice. But did you continue this?
Did I continue it? Well, as I said, I went away to college at an early age, and sometimes I wasn't at home when all these things were going on. But I tried to get back home and do it.
You did.
And when I married my wife, of course, her family had Siddurim, and
it
kept me going.
Good. So you attended school in Brownsville, too?
Yes, elementary school and high school.
Because you said you were about 10, I think 10 when you left New York.
No, no. I was 1 year old when I left New York.
Oh, you were only 1 year old when you
left. That's right.
So you really had most of your schooling here in Pennsylvania.
Yes. The early grades in California, Pennsylvania, and then later Brownsville.
Mm-hmm. And high school was in Brownsville?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where did you go from high school to what college?
The University of Pittsburgh.
So you came into the big city.
Well, it was a gradual transition. It's an interesting part. University of Pittsburgh had a branch at Uniontown. They still have branch. Example of Johnstown.
Right.
Now, but Uniontown, there was a trolley line that ran from Brownsville to Uniontown on the West Penn trolley. And every day, school day, I would take that trolley to Uniontown. So my first 2 years were in Uniontown, and then I transferred into Pittsburgh.
Main campus.
Yes.
When you decided that you were going on to college, was this something that your parents urged you to do? Did it come out of your own desire for a greater education?
Well, my mother was the driving force.
She was.
Yes. And I had an uncle who was a pharmacist, and when it came time to go to college, the question was, what do you study? And he said, I think you ought to enroll in pre-medicine. It'll take a long time, and by the time you get through medical school, you will be more mature.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you followed his advice. You obviously admired him.
Yes.
How about your sisters? Did they go to college?
My one sister went to college 1 year, dropped out. The other one never went to college. Both finished high school.
I see. But they wanted, but your mother really encouraged you to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
So Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, there's an interesting byplay on that. My first year of medical school, I think that I came back weighing about 15 pounds less. And she was concerned about that.
Your health.
Yeah. But we got through that.
So you went on to, you stayed at Pitt. Did you go to Pitt Medical School?
No.
Where did you go to medical school?
Washington University of St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh. Was there some reason you transferred other than being admitted?
Well, the days that I finished college in 1932, a Jewish person had problems getting into medical school. So, actually, before I went to medical school, because of the proximity of California, Pennsylvania to Brownsville, I enrolled at the California State Teachers College.
Oh.
It's now called California University.
Mm-hmm.
And from 1932 to 1933, I attended college. And after getting my Bachelor of Science degree at Pitt, I then went to
teaching,
and I took freshman courses in teaching.
Oh. You were interested in teaching, or you just thought it's easier?
No,
I get there.
This was the Depression year.
Right.
And I wasn't going to just sit at home, and so I decided to go to college at California State Teachers College. And while there, I did some practice teaching. That was a requirement. And I taught at Uniontown High School as a in biology and chemistry. And while teaching there, I had a friend at the University of Pittsburgh who went to Washington University. And I received letters from him telling me what a wonderful school it was. And so I decided to apply. And it was interesting because they accepted students in January. I can recall this exactly, that on May 21st,
1933,
I received a letter stating that I was on the waiting list.
Oh,
on May 23rd, I got another letter saying I was accepted.
Oh, wow. You didn't have long to wait.
No.
That's wonderful.
So that fall, I went to St. Louis in 1933.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, when you were at California State, did you have to pay, or was that, did you have to pay tuition then? Did they charge tuition, or was that a state university?
I think it was a state university.
Mm-hmm. Pitt probably was not at the time you attended.
I paid tuition at Pitt.
You did pay, but not at California State.
The other thing that attracted me to California State was that I played a fair game of tennis. And I was on their tennis team.
I see.
So, we traveled around to all the places like Fairmont, West Virginia, and Indiana State Teachers. Mm-hmm. So I had a ball doing that, and freshman courses were a breeze.
Yes, I'm sure. Were you thinking of, at that time, of med school? Or
oh, yes.
You were.
By the time I was a junior at Pitt,
mm-hmm.
I knew what I wanted to do.
So. Did you have any other friends there who were going to go into medical school?
Where?
At Pitt.
Well, this one friend I mentioned to you.
Yes.
Who was a year ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. And wrote to you.
And then three of my fraternity brothers, and actually my roommate at Pitt, all went to medical school.
I see.
So but I had a lot of...
You had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
What fraternity were you in at Pitt?
Phi Lambda Phi.
Mm-hmm. Was that for medical pre-med students or
general? No, it was a social fraternity.
I see. And did you live around Pitt at the time?
Yes, I'll tell you exactly where I live.
Oh, you remember.
North Dithridge Street.
Ah, yes.
And the fraternity house is still there.
You lived in the fraternity?
Well, when I first came to Pittsburgh, I roomed at a rooming house, and then I was in that a few months, and somebody got a hold of me. And I
Is that a Jewish fraternity?
Yes. Well, it's non-denominational, but it was mainly Jewish.
Right. Tell me, did any of the friends that you had in Brownsville in high school, did any of them go on to college or come to, that you met up with afterward at Pitt or at California State? Or were they just finished? Were you one of the, well, I guess what I'm really asking is, were you one of the few who went on to college from California? From California High School, or Brownsville High, rather.
I can recall maybe one or two that mm-hmm. went on to college.
Because you said there was a pretty fair-sized Jewish community, and I just wondered if that Jewish community was encouraging their children to...
Well, in my class in high school, I had only maybe two or three other Jewish students.
Ah, I see.
We had a class of 28, I think we had two or three.
Where did most of your friends come from? Did they come from your Jewish community there, from the high school group, do you recall?
Most of my friends were Gentiles.
And they
were fellows who lived
nearby
on the same street that we did. Mm-hmm. One of them was my partner in a doubles team.
Nice.
In fact,
tennis.
We won the doubles championship in Monongahela Valley.
Oh, God. You still have your plaque?
No, I got your plaque.
You didn't get a plaque. They just told you you won.
Well, it was in the Brownsville Telegraph.
What was the community like there in Brownsville? Was it an accepting of Jewish people? Were there difficulties there?
Well, there were the usual difficulties.
There were?
But nothing. Mm-hmm. I would say nothing blatant.
What did most of the Jewish people do there for a living?
They were merchants.
They were merchants.
Yes.
Any professionals in the area?
There were two that I recall. One was our doctor, and the other one was our dentist.
Oh. But everybody knew each other.
Oh, yes.
In such a small community.
Oh, yes.
And did your rabbi urge you to go on further?
The rabbi wanted me to become a rabbi.
He did?
Yeah.
Did you ever consider?
No.
No. But your parents didn't press you on that?
No. My parents didn't press me on anything, and I decided I wanted to go to medical school. That's okay. And of course, it followed the advice of my uncle, who was my mother's brother.
Brother, so it was okay. You got the heckscher, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. That's good. And did the other members of your family, your sisters, did they go to Hebrew school too? Were they given a Hebrew education? Was that
they went to Sunday school?
Oh, Sunday school. They didn't take girls during the week. What was that?
I don't recall any girls in our Hebrew school.
Oh, Hav Israel? No.
Yeah.
Mostly old boys. Okay, we just want to make sure that we have...